Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
So as we heard last week, KBC Bank looks set to exit Ireland, yet another blow to the Irish mortgage market. And that follows the news earlier in the year that Ulster Bank is also leaving the Republic on a phased basis after more than 160 years. So what does it really mean for customers? Because we're told all the time not to worry, not to do anything. But I'm joined now by author of How to Be Good with Money, Owen McGee, to answer all of your banking queries about this and more. Good morning, Owen.
Good morning.
Very welcome. So you know that advice, and I know you say to yourself, do nothing, everything is okay. You can't help but worry, though, if you're a client of one of these banks.
I know, like it is, because there's uncertainty and that's what creates the worry. The reality is, though, we should be all the time looking at our banking products, whether they're mortgages or current accounts or whatever else. We should always be looking to see if there's a better option available to us. But that's just the norm. When things like this happen, it kind of puts it to the forefront of our mind and we go, okay, what should I be doing? Like, the reality is, where you are right now is exactly where you're going to be if this deal with KBC goes through, or Ulster Bank, when Ulster Bank happens more likely, that you're going to have the same terms and conditions that you have right now. They have to be honoured by the new bank, whoever takes you over. So, and also I would argue that there is safety in numbers. So a couple of 100,000 people moving their mortgage at the same time means that they're all getting moved on the same terms and conditions, and there's protection there, and there's government and politicians are even interested in what's going on and making sure the change goes smoothly. So it will be a smoother process.
But it's not just people who have mortgages. It's people who have their current accounts, all their day-to-day banking, say with Ulster Bank. The clock is ticking there.
Yeah, the clock is ticking. But again, those current accounts will probably be bought over. They will be bought over in one fell swoop and they'll be moved over and they'll be brought to someone else. But why not move your bank account? Like, moving your bank account is a really easy thing to do. If you think you can get better deal in the market, there's an agreement between your new bank and your old bank that you walk into your new bank, you fill out a form, and your new bank contacts your old bank. It's all done through, it was introduced maybe 10 or 15 years ago, and it's done over 30 days, and it's just transferred over, and it's all handled by your new bank.
That's the current account is easy to switch, right? But the mortgage is much trickier.
Yeah, the mortgage is really difficult. It's not really difficult. I don't want to put people off because we really need to get better at doing this, but there's you have to go through legals, you have to go through underwriting, which means the new bank has to look at it and see if you can actually qualify for the loan. You'll have to get a valuation done on the house. There's a few bits and pieces. You have to produce your pay slips, your P60 or your statement of earnings, whatever that new name is for P60. You have to get all that stuff together and you have to go through a process. And it does cost you money. You have to pay legal fees, but it's worth it.
Does it happen regularly that if you tell your existing mortgage lender that you are going to do this, that they'll improve the rate you're on?
Yes. I know. You know what actually I found out recently, and I never knew this, right? I heard somebody went to their bank. Now, they had a big mortgage and they went to their bank and they said, I'm going to move to that bank over there. That's the rate they're offering me. And they matched it. And it wasn't an advertised rate by that bank. That's the first time I've heard a deal being done.
I'm surprised to hear that. And it would save you all the hassle of having to move.
I'm sorry.
As well.
And there's more than 100,000 people in Ireland who could just ring their own bank and get a better rate straight away.
Really?
Absolutely. And it's a much easier process to go through. And you need to look at doing that. And do your homework first. Look online. There's lots of different comparison websites out there that will tell you this rate based on how much you have outstanding on your loan versus how much the value of the house. That's a really important thing that people don't realise. You bought the house maybe at 90% loan to value, which meant you put up, the bank gave you 90% and you put in 10% deposit. If house prices have gone up, or if your house price has gone up and your mortgage has come down, there's different tiers. And when you go below 80%, when you go below 60% loan to value, you get better rates as you go down. And that's when you need to, and sometimes you might have to pay for a valuation on the house, that you get an auctioneer to come out and look at it and say, do a report for the bank to say, this is how much the house is worth. And then you get a cheaper rate with them. But it's well worth doing it.
Dust down your documents and have a look. It's worth it.
And just to put this in perspective, for every 100,000 euros of a mortgage that you have, let's say on a 25-year basis, let's say there's 25 years left, for every 100,000, you'll save about 50 euro for every 1%, 50 euros a month for every 1%. So to put that in perspective, that's 600 euros a year. It mightn't sound like much.
So worth
it. But put it out over 25 years and it is.
Well, we go to some of our questions. If I secure a mortgage with a bank that is leaving the Irish market, will the bank that takes over be legally bound to honour all the terms of that mortgage contract, or can they change anything?
The terms and conditions will be applied. So once you've drawn down the mortgage, and people are still applying to KBC and Ulster Bank this week. People are still drawing down with KBC and Ulster Bank this week. It's still business as usual. And once you're into the terms and conditions, the new bank has to take it over. Well, the problem exists, though, Claire. Let's highlight it. In 3 years' time or 5 years' time, if you're coming out of a fixed rate, does the bank that's buying your current bank do they have a more expensive variable rate? Do they have more expensive rates? What rates will they be offering you in 3 to 5 years' time? And that's where we need to be really good about starting to move our mortgage from one bank to another.
Okay, we've been left with a small sum from a relative and we're wondering whether to pay it off our mortgage or hang on to it.
Yeah, it's very unusual for somebody, for the right thing for somebody to do to clear off their mortgage. Your mortgage is typically the cheapest lending you'll ever get. If you're maximising all the other opportunities, I'm talking about pensions and stuff like that, well, then it might be worthwhile. I do think there's huge emotional benefit to clearing off your mortgage, but only if you're clearing your mortgage off in full. I'm not a fan of paying a little bit extra off each month because you've no emotional benefit to that. And if you need the money back, you're not getting it back. So what I would say is if you're maximising everything else and this money is still left over, then maybe talk about clearing the mortgage.
This person is a mortgage holder for 3 years into a 5-year fixed term, which is at 3.4%, quite high. Is it worth asking for a better rate with my current bank or switching?
I would first of all check out what's available to you online. Use some of the mortgage. CCPC have a great mortgage comparison tool. Have a look at that. Punch your details in. See what's available and then ring your bank and say, look, this is what I can get elsewhere and what's the best you can offer me.
3.4%.
Yeah, it's quite high. Yeah, like thought. The cheapest rate in the market is under 2% now.
Yeah, which depends again, loan to value and all
of
that.
Yeah, that's less than 60%.
Yeah. My daughter has been mortgage approved, but she works for one of the banks that has recently announced they're pulling out of Ireland. Can the mortgage now be denied?
Yeah, I would think that a prudent lender, like think about what a lender's trying to do is they're trying to not just make sure that you can make the mortgage repayment on the first month, they're trying to make an analysis on whether you can make the mortgage in the last month of the mortgage as well. And while that person is in a position like that, I'd say they're going to find it difficult to get a bank to give them. Let's face it, there's 1,300 people sitting in KBC today and they're very uncertain about where their next job is or what's going to happen, their own job or what's going to happen. So that's the real human element of it as well, regardless of the
God,
money.
That's a terrible that's a situation. Really so she's mortgage approved, but works for one of the banks. Okay, she hasn't said whether the mortgage has been approved by the bank that's pulling out,
yeah,
who she works for.
She might get a bit more sympathy if it is from the bank she's working for, but I think I'd be worried about that
really
person
tricky.
If I'm honest.
Okay, I'm a self-employed director looking to start a pension, but I'm spooked with reports that 60% will be eaten up by fees. So this was the news story yesterday. What would Owen recommend?
Okay, well, as regards that report, I was going to talk to you about maybe coming back in and talking about that report that came out yesterday. The fees, do be careful on fees. One of the biggest problems is you get two fees when you're paying into a pension. One is you get charged on the way in. So you put 100 euros in and they can take sometimes up to 5 euros off you for every 100 euro you put in. Mm-hmm. That's what's called the allocation rate. And then the other one is the management fee. And that's if in and around 1.5% is what's expected out there in the market.
Okay.
So just be careful of fees.
Owen, we might have you back to talk about all of that. But for now, thank you very much. A little late going to news. Let's go to the newsroom now and Brian Jennings.